Do not worry about tomorrow. Our Lord is telling us this weekend that worry offsets our focus, and we can lose sight of our goal, heaven. Worry can become burdensome. Our Lord mentions the word worry 5 times, of which 3 of those are in the context of tomorrow. We know that chronological time, or chronos time according to the Greeks, has 3 phases: past, present, and future. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday is fixed, gone. We can focus on yesterday as solid matter. We can think about what happened, where we were, what we were doing. It's like bricks in the wall, tangible. But past, gone. Today is active, alive, actual, happening. And chronological time, which is incessantly moving forward, launches us into tomorrow, but never arrives. For tomorrow never comes. When the clock ticks over, it becomes today. Tomorrow never actually happens. It's not real. Today is, yesterday was, but tomorrow is not. It takes us a while to understand that. And that's why our Lord keeps repeating, don't worry about tomorrow. He never says, don't worry about the past. He never says, don't worry about today. But he does say, don't worry about tomorrow. Because tomorrow is not real. And yet it can so disturb our reality, our coping with today. And he's telling us, I have today sorted for you. Give us this day our daily bread, we pray. That's one of the petitions in the Lord's Prayer, which we'll say soon. The only prayer written in heaven for us on earth. And in that prayer we say, this day, daily. In other words, focus. I'm looking after you today. Your sustenance, your bodily needs, I'll provide for you. Not necessarily your bodily wants, but your needs have been looked after. So don't worry about today. And generally speaking, we don't. It's tomorrow that plagues the soul and can cause anxiety. Mental anxiety, which often is in need of medication, is another reality. But we do find people who are anxious. Sometimes that is determined by the temperament. Often the melancholic or phlegmatic disposition is more prone to worry, unlike the sanguine or choleric, who just bounces along in life, nonplussed with regards to tomorrow or issues. Perhaps they should be more concerned than what they are. But some people tend to worry more than others. We all worry at some stage. Yesterday there was a concern here in the church, and I was somewhat worried, and it all sorted itself out. Which reminds us of the words of Mark Twain, a Catholic author, who once said, 90% of the things we worry about with regards to tomorrow never really happen. Or if they do happen, they don't happen in the way we thought, or things turn out better than what we had envisioned. So Worry can plague the soul, and anxiety can almost suffocate our well-being, our spiritual focus. The word anxiety, from the Greek word angst, means a strangling, almost kind of controlling, pushing mindset that can cripple people. And sometimes it does. And it's all with regard to something that more than likely won't happen. So God is saying, trust in me. And when times of worry emerge, think of a child, a 2 or 3 year old child, you know, walking perhaps in the park or somewhere, and their hand is in their father's hand. The child's not worried about when or what will happen in the future, not worried about what's going to happen for lunch, or Dad will look after me, Dad will provide for me, I'm with Dad, that's all that matters. But in our daily needs, we're with God. Put your hand in His and know that you travel not alone. And with the concerns regarding tomorrow, pray. And trust tomorrow to God, because it's not going to come to you. It never comes. But the concerns plague us, so pray about them. Ask for the grace not to be overwhelmed by them. About 10 years ago, a couple came to see a priest, and the mother was expecting a second child. The doctors had given a sad prognosis on the pregnancy. The child seemed to be deformed. The ultrasounds weren't conclusive. The couple had chosen not to do further tests and were very concerned. And the medical profession recommended a termination of the pregnancy. This couple said, look, you know, even if the child's somewhat deformed or not quite the way it ought to be, we still want this child. It's our child. And somehow things will work out. And they trusted in God. The medical profession wasn't keen, but nevertheless, they carried on with the pregnancy. And they coped by prayer. They invested time in the rosary, which is a marvelous consolation for people who are worried about the future. You use your beads like worry beads, and with each Hail Mary, you trust in God more, asking for His grace, His courage, His strength. And the mother, the wife, found a devotion in St. Gerard. St. Gerard is the patron saint of expecting mothers, of mothers in general. And she entrusted this child to him. And his novena, or novena to him, was a great source of consolation so she could sleep at night. Weeks became months, and eventually the child was due and birth was given. The child was born in a natural way, and the child was born as one would expect. There were no deformations, there's no missing parts. And after extensive tests, the parents were overjoyed to have this, their child, healthy and at well-being. The mother eventually went back to the same doctor and said, look, you know, the ultrasounds indicated one thing, but the reality here is another. The doctor just said, well, you know, sometimes the ultrasounds aren't conclusive, and sometimes the readings of them aren't as clear as we would like. And we're thrilled that your child is healthy. But had they followed his advice, had they worried about tomorrow, that child would not be. That joy in their home and in their hearts would be empty, and perhaps filled with sorrow. They trusted in God, they persevered, but most of all, they did not look to the future, but just aim to get through each day in some way with God's presence. Let us also in like manner entrust ourselves to God. And then when concerns and worries come, employ the great principle of the mystic, Italian mystic and saint Padre Pio, who once said, pray, hope, and don't worry.